Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, so today the readings are reminding us about the people refusing and rejecting God Himself. In the first reading of today, it's very clear God is sending the prophet Ezekiel to the people of Israel, and He was reminding him, I'm sending to the people of Israel who rejected me, who rebelled against me, and who did not listen to my words, and who did not follow my commandments. Though they did not listen to my words, but still I love my people, go to them to proclaim my good news. So this is what exactly happening in the first reading of today. God is sending prophet Ezekiel to the people of Israel. And when we come to the gospel reading of today, the same thing is happening to Jesus Christ. You know, the people of His own hometown, His own relatives, the friends, the people in His neighborhood, they were not listening, they were not respecting, they were not recognizing that Jesus is the Savior. I want to give you a couple of the examples from the Bible. When we read the Gospel of Matthew 1:23, we come across the name of Jesus is also called Emmanuel, means God is with us. So the intention of God is very clear. He wants to stay with the people. He came to stay with us. And again, when we read letter to Philippians 2:7-8, though He was a God, He humbled Himself, took the form of the human being, and He came to stay with all the humanity. And think about what is happening. The people are refusing, rejecting, and not recognizing that Jesus is the Lord and Savior. I will give you a couple more examples. When Jesus was about to be born, even when He was Mother Mary was about to give the birth, the people did not give any place for the Jesus Christ to welcome, because she became the pregnant, and they went to the Bethlehem and the Nazareth, and you know, and they were asking, knocking the door, my wife need a place to give the birth, the Savior, the Jesus Christ. And nobody welcomed them. Nobody gave a room. And you know, when we read the Gospel of Luke 2:7, we come across this beautiful word, there is no room for them. See, there is no room. To the Creator, Jesus is the Creator, you know, He created every one of us. He created everything. And even for Himself, there is no room. People refused to give the place and welcoming Jesus Christ. And finally, that is the reason He was put on a manger. No place for Him. And again, when we read the Gospel of Matthew 2:16, when King Herod heard about the birth of Jesus Christ, He is the king. The King Herod said, I don't want any other king other than myself. He was killing all the infant babies. Think about it. He was rejecting. I don't want Jesus Christ to be the king. And he was refuting, rejecting, and he was trying to kill the baby Jesus. And even when Jesus was cleansing the temple in Jerusalem, because those people made the Jerusalem temple to be the marketplace. And Jesus said, my house shall be called the house of prayer. and why you are making the marketplace. And you know, the people were questioning, by what authority you are doing this? They were refusing that he was the Savior. He is the Redeemer. Dear brothers and sisters, even his own disciples, he called the 12 disciples to follow him. And his own disciples rejected him, betrayed him, and denied Jesus Christ 3 times. So this is what exactly what is going on even today. You and me, we had to examine, do I really welcome Jesus Christ who came to save me? Or do I reject Jesus? Jesus, I don't need you. I don't want you. Think about, there are lots of people who don't believe in God today. They're rejecting God. They're denying the existence of God. Though we know that God is real, though we know God is a living God, but still, how many people don't open their heart and mind? Jesus, please come to me. Lots of people, still they don't believe in God. And there are many people, though they're baptized to be the Catholics, the Christians. And think about how many people don't come to the church. How many people don't pray enough. We are rejecting the Jesus Christ. But still, interesting thing, Jesus loves you and Jesus loves me. When we read the book of Revelation 3:20, Jesus says, I'm standing at the door and knocking. And whoever opens the door, I want to come to him. I want to stay with him. I want to remain with him. And I want to dine with him. See? The love of Jesus. He wants to come to you. And if you and me want to be saved, the salvation is through Jesus Christ, dear brothers and sisters. We need, definitely, certainly, we need the Jesus Christ. We need to believe in him. We need to accept him. And we need to recognize him, that Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. We need to. And think about how many people, when you say that you are a Christian, you are a Catholic, how many people hate you because of the name of Jesus Christ? How many people reject you because we believe in Jesus Christ? And we are called to be the Christians, we are called to be the Catholics. How many people hate us? I will give you one example, what happening, still it's happening in India. You know, there is a state called Manipur, M-A-N-I-P-U-R. It is a state. It is a well known for Christianity and Catholicism. People are worshipping more and more Jesus Christ. And you know, India is known for Hinduism, Hindu religion. And they don't want to see the Christianity to grow more and more. And they have been persecuting those Christians and rejecting, if you believe in Jesus Christ, we are going to kill you. And think about. And the apostles went through the same persecutions, humiliations because of Jesus Christ. Though you became the Catholics, though you became the Christians through baptism, are we able to stand the faith what we believe? Though the people are going to hate you, though the people are going to persecute you, but still, are we able to stand for the faith what we believe in the name of Jesus Christ? When we read the Gospel of Matthew 24:13 says, he who remains in faith until the end, I shall repeat, he who remains in faith until the end will be saved. So the people are going to hate you for sure because of the name of Jesus Christ. But still, we need to have the faith in the name of Jesus Christ. And we, if you want to be courageous, if you want to keep your faith, it's only possible to have, if you have the Jesus Christ, it is possible. I will give you three more examples from the Bible. The first one, when we read the Gospel of Luke 19, 1 through 10, there was a short guy, his name is called Zacchaeus. And you know, this man was a sinner. Everybody neglected him, ignored him. Finally, he invited Jesus Christ. He said to Jesus Christ, "Jesus, I need you. I want you. Please come to my house." And Jesus came to his house, and Jesus said, "Today, the salvation has come to this house because he became the son of Abraham." See, he could able to change his behavior and character because he invited Jesus Christ. Instead of refusing, rejecting, but he was welcoming Jesus Christ. "I want you, Jesus. I'm a sinner. I need to be forgiven. I want to change my behavior and my character. I want your help. Come to me." And I will give you one more example. When we read the Gospel of John, chapter 11, 1 through 43, there lived Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. And Lazarus was dead. And here, Martha and Mary were inviting and welcoming Jesus Christ. "My brother was dead. We need your help. Please come." And you know, when Jesus came to their house, he was dead and buried in the tomb for 4 days. Jesus went to the tomb. And even though he was dead, Jesus said, "Lazarus, come out." And the dead man came back to the life. So this is what's going to happen to you and to me if you invite Jesus Christ, if you welcome Jesus Christ, and you are going to find the peace, the tranquility, the happiness what you need. And without Jesus Christ, we can do nothing. So let's welcome Jesus Christ in good times, in bad times, in sickness and suffering. Let's welcome him. Let's recognize him every day. "Jesus, you are my Savior. Jesus, you are my Redeemer. And through you, Lord, I want to be saved." So let's welcome him. And definitely, through him, that we all will be blessed. Amen.